Hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a podcast. Today, we are going to learn about the aura and human design, cleansing, astrology, everything we need to know about spiritual astronomical needs. I'm talking to master esthetician and cleanser of the aura, Michaela McLean. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me, Dr. K.
So you are a master esthetician of the aura and a human design expert. What the heck is human design? It sounds so cool.
Human design is actually, I'm a little bit biased, but it is really cool. It is a spiritual science. It's a synthesis of astrology, the I Ching, the Kabbalah, the Hindu chakra system, and then it's like quantum mechanics, DNA, all kinds of cool stuff all rolled into one. And it essentially gives you an understanding of who you are, how you operate, the mechanics of how you work in life. It makes things a lot simpler.
One quick thing, we're going to mute our phones. If your phone is on or something, you're going to need to mute that. And then, what speaker are you using? Do you have AirPods by any chance, or are you using the computer speaker?
Computer speaker.
So I love that concept of human design. You and I were talking earlier, and you mentioned that a lot of what we do in the chair with patients is act as a healer of some sorts. People see us not only because their faces are changing or they're aging, but also because they don't feel good about themselves. You're an esthetician. When did you start noticing this healing aspect of the profession?
I think I always knew that it was there when I was really little. I wanted to be a doctor and I wanted to help people. And then over time, through my own struggles personally, I was like, wow, we do so much to fix the outside and not a lot to cultivate anything on the inside. I've been a medical esthetician for nearly 20 years. And so, you've been through all of the things, doing things to people, having stuff done to myself, and you're like, wow, I want to look pretty on the outside, but there's definitely that component that needs to be addressed inside to really have that full spectrum, holistic element of beauty.
I definitely think so. Do you do a lot of astrology and readings? Because I noticed on some of your Instagram posts that you talk about astrology, sun signs, and tell me about that.
That's actually all I do anymore. I have fully transitioned away from hands-on skincare and strictly do essentially human design, what I call sessions, but they are readings. And I incorporate my background is in astrology. That was first. And then about 5 years ago, human design came into my life. And I was like, oh my gosh, this makes so much sense. And so that's what I do. I fold it all together from healing modalities, did yoga teacher training in Kundalini. So I sort of bring all the different elements into what I do and read for people.
Now, tell me a little bit about when you're sensing, how can you sense a person's aura? And what are some red flags? Like if I'm getting some vibes from somebody, tell me about that.
So in human design, everybody has something called their primary cognition, and it is that specific spidey sense that's been turned up in them. Everyone is different, and mine actually is feeling, and that is about energy. And so I don't know, it's like it's almost like you can't explain it because it's yours. You're like, you walk in a space and you just don't feel right. Something feels off, a person feels off, or they feel really good. You can relax around them. Other people have different types. Yours actually happens to be the element of touch, being able to touch somebody or something and really kind of pick up a lot of intel from that. And it doesn't surprise me. People that work with their hands, especially injectors, massage therapists, when their cognition winds up being touched, it's always like, oh, well, that makes a lot of sense.
Well, so when you're reading someone's aura and trying to figure out their astrology, I know you asked their birthday. My birthday's coming up. Maybe you can tell me who am I about my aura. I was born January 31st, in East Africa, Kenya. And what kind of things can you tell me? I know I'm an Aquarius, of course.
Yes, we have the Aquarius sun and ooh, you have a Pisces moon. So I would assume you're somebody who's like extremely intuitive and very feeling, emotionally. But for people that know human design, Dr. K is an emotional generator. You're a 4-6 profile. This is somebody who is very much about their network, their people, their community. You have a lot of stuff in your chart that really speaks to that as well. That's the ability to get close and have people feel very close and form bonds that feel meaningful with them.
Yeah, that's awesome. What about compatible signs? Because we talk about that a lot. Do you really believe in that? Like, when I'm out there, if I was out there dating and looking for a mate, should I be restricting myself or directing myself one way or the other?
I personally don't believe in that, and human design takes a different take on it than astrology does. In human design, it's more like when we know what our energy is and how, what one person has, what another has, how do we come together and do that to the best of our abilities. So I don't really subscribe to the one sign is going to be compatible with another or not.
Okay. Well, tell us, what is Mercury in retrograde? All the time I'm seeing this on Instagram and I'm always like so puzzled. Like, what do I do with that? First, what does it mean?
Mercury retrograde, and we're in it right now. 3 to 4 times a year, the planet Mercury appears to slow down and turn and go backward. The planet itself, it rules thoughts, communication, ideas, tech. So that's always kind of the thing that gets the red flag. So it happens so frequently. I think that's why everybody knows about it. It's an inner planet. It has a larger effect. Those ones are considered personal planets, like an effect on us. And so when this period happens, that planet can only be up to 28 degrees away from the sun. So it's kind of like a dog on a retractable leash. It gets too far away, has to come back. This all happens, it's kind of like a period of slowdown, of reviewing, revising, renewing. You go back, and so sometimes it causes a little bit of like tech issues, hangups. The last Instagram shutdown happened during this time. The last one, you're like, so kind of just, it's nothing to be afraid of, but it's basically be prepared for it. Know we're going into it, and might be a little bit dicey. I'm always like, don't travel during it. We did an international flight one time a number of years ago, and I still am traumatized by that.
I just saw like a bunch of postings about 5G networks and airplanes. So that was in the news the last couple of days. So
No surprise, especially in during this one. It's in Aquarius, so that's extra techie.
Well, are you a big believer in people being able to change their lives? Like, if you feel like you're going off track, coming back to, rechecking your astrology and looking at your stars and how things are lining up.
I do. As I said, my background's in astrology, but then when human design sort of came in, it made so much more sense to me. I'm like, we've got the free will. I feel like we got cards dealt to us, and it's up to us how we want to animate that, how do we want to play those to the best of our abilities. So I think when you understand who you're really meant to be, that energy that you're bringing to Earth, you can live in more in alignment with that and do that at a very high expression.
That's true. What type of changes do you see in clients when you reset their auras, or, and also, how do you reset someone's aura?
I just see it as getting them in touch with who they really are meant to be. When I look at their chart, it's like it's essentially kind of a blueprint. I joke and say it's like reading lab results from the universe. It's like, oh, well, this is what we're working with, and we want to bring you back to that, kind of get rid of all of the extras. But how I would say that I do that is just helping them kind of repackage them, sell them back to themselves. I'm not really doing anything beyond that, just sort of helping them get re in touch with who they're meant to be.
I think social media has, in a lot of ways, eroded people's self-confidence and like taken away from looking at inner beauty and goodness and being a decent, kind human. And it's like become, in our profession especially, a lot about the exterior look and the flashy trappings. How do you get people to ground and look back at internally who they are, who they're becoming? They don't like who they're becoming.
I think that's sort of that place in the industry that I have now is we are an industry that it's a very external, that's all we're tending to. And people, I think, sometimes finally get to that end of that. They're like, I've done every single thing that I can do, and yet I'm still not happy with myself. So sometimes when you hear like, wow, you're beautiful inside for all of these different reasons, and they have nothing to do with your outer appearance, it really, sometimes it's just saying the right thing. It just hits somebody in the right way. I never have people, everybody goes away and they're always like, it changed my life. I'm like, I have the hardest time explaining what I do, but they're like, it truly changed my life.
Interesting. You talk about some different types of people, people who are aligned manifestors, aligned generators, aligned reflectors. and then aligned projectors. So what are those?
So those are the aura types in human design. That is the top highest level of what we're dealing with. So kind of categorizing people into their energy body of how they're meant to go out and exchange their personal energy with the world around them. So someone like yourself, you're a generator. It's like you're meant to work, but the work is kind of a loose term. It means you're just meant to funnel your positive energy into stuff that you love, and it's going to generate more positive energy.
Interesting. So I'm reading a chart that you wrote here. So it says the aligned generator embodies positive energy, masters their craft over time, uses their energy daily, falls into bed satisfied with life, knows good things take time, recognizes a plateau and doesn't quit, and allows life to come to them and honors their excitement. I think that's pretty accurate. I like that. Well, how do you classify yourself?
I'm actually a generator as well. I'm a sacral generator though. And it's fun when you're a generator, you understand that you're like, I have a lot of physical energy to use up. Other types don't necessarily, but we sort of find our one thing, our craft to master. And we're willing to sort of put in the long haul to get that done. Mm-hmm. And I think it's fun. You know, you're doing the right quote, I would say quote work, because you could be a stay-at-home mom, you could be a full-time student. It's just your thing that you put your energy into. But when you're doing the right thing, you're like, this gives me more energy. It gives me more excitement. I could do it all day, every day and not get tired of it. That's how you know you're doing the right work as a generator.
And someone who's a projector, what does a projector do differently?
They are people who really see and are able to guide others. So I always say to them, you're not here to do all the doing. You're the ones that see how those of us with all of the energy can work better, more efficiently, don't recreate the wheel, you know, kind of find the 10 different ways to tweak it and help it work better.
Mm-hmm. So they guide others to success, basically. Yeah. And they see what other people don't see in right in front of their faces. We all have that friend who just like points out the obvious and it's so crystal clear. My husband does that to me all the time. Do certain types match up with each other, like a projector and a generator go together?
Actually, it's funny that you say that. Projectors and generators, the generator is really designed to recognize the projector. That kind of sets the thing in motion, and the projector is able to guide them. So they see how that energy, there's so much life force there. They really see how to guide it. I always kind of see the projectors. I'm like, you're the coach on the football field. The generators and the manifesting generators are the players, and you're the one calling the plays and guiding them to win the game. And that's how it all kind of fits together really well. But anybody really truly can be compatible. It's like when everybody understands what each person is working with.
What's an aligned manifester?
Oh my goodness. I have a 4.5-year-old manifester. and the one is like, that's the whole like, wow, you know, in alignment, out of alignment. I'm the president of the fan club. It's just amazing. You know, peaceful, they're so fun and playful. But when they're not, they get angry. You know, they're the ones that come kind of equipped to manage the downloads and just bring new things in the world. I'm like, they're kind of the surrogate. You know, things come to them, they come out, they're not meant to carry it the whole way, but they can get really upset when people interrupt their flow, when you know, they're ready to kind of like go to town and anybody tries to stop them. Like we try to stop him getting to the peanut butter jar and things like that. It's very, very great.
They know they're here to make a big impact. They own their big energy. They initiate unbothered by rejection. Interesting. And they inform and know that others can't read minds, so they're very direct, I guess, right? They honor their divine urges and not worried about people pleasing. So that's interesting. That's a manifest.
Yeah, and they're a small percentage. They're like 8, maybe 9% of the population. So there's not as many of them floating around.
And then you have a manifesting generator who's multi-passionate. What's the difference with the manifesting generator versus a generator?
That is a technical thing. All generators have their sacral chakra defined. All manifestors have their throat defined. And the manifesting generator gets both. They get a connection between the two. So it's kind of like the manifestor, you know, can initiate things. The generator has the energy to do it. And the manifesting generator has both.
Interesting. Okay, maybe I have a little bit of that with a little ADHD on top because too many projects, too many things to do. And then there's the aligned reflector who mirrors their environment and those in it and allows life to delight and surprise them. What about them, reflectors?
They are 1% of the population, so they're quite rare. I actually had a session with one yesterday. They're really here to sort of hold up, a literal or figurative mirror to people and reflect the health and the well-being of others. And when they're doing well, that means kind of we're all doing well. But when something's off in them, they are the gauge that lets us know something is not right in the group and in the collective.
Interesting. And then they know that sensitivity is their superpower. They dance fluidly through life. They're the center of their community and they honor their need for rest. That sounds exactly like someone who'd be a reflector, not attached to labels or identities, but thinking for mirroring their environment and those in it. That's very interesting to divide people like that. Love that. I love that. How do you help people to feel comfortable in their own skin? Because sometimes they have all these capabilities and yet they may not be comfortable with who they are, how they're manifesting it.
Again, I think when you can go through a chart and really pick out, I mean, a lot of the times it's things that you never had validated before by anybody, that you're like, wow, this is a special gift that you have built into you, or some things that people su suspect about themselves, but maybe have never had it validated. And all of a sudden you get that, and it's like, oh, just somebody putting into words and articulating the way that you feel and the things that you know, but maybe no one else has ever pointed out to you. And I don't know, it's wild. It's like people just light up. They're like, they finally feel seen for who they really are.
And you talk a little bit about chakras, but what are the seven or nine energy center chakras that we should know about as people?
So the energy centers, as they're known in human design, there's nine of them, and they came off the original seven of the Hindu chakra system of areas of energy that we're putting out specific. So they are not 100% the same in human design and in the traditional system, but they indicate what kind of energy is coming out of us in very specific or fluid ways.
Interesting. And there's this, there are different areas of chakra in your body. So the mind, tell me what I'm missing, but the eyes, the mind, the throat, the spleen, the solar plexus, the G spot,
Yeah, the G spot.
the sacrum, right? Those are all the energy plexuses of the body. I'm
Yep, and
in remedial class here. I'm very low on knowledge on this, so I need to learn.
it's okay. In human design, we have two parts of the heart, the G center and the heart, the spleen and the solar plexus, and then all the regular ones, that you would find in the regular seven centered system.
No, what are those? I don't know what those are.
Oh, so we have the head or the crown, the ajna, the third eye, the throat, the G center, the heart, and then the sacral, the spleen, the solar plexus, and the root.
Got it. Okay. And then, do people feel physical symptoms in these areas if their chakras are off, or is just sort of an energy center of the body?
People definitely can feel physical symptoms, absolutely. And then sometimes it is just an energetic thing. They always say that disturbances begin in the energy body before they really enter our physical body. And if you can deal with them there, a lot of times you can kind of bypass them ever sort of manifesting physically.
Interesting. Are there any important rituals like at different times of the year that we should be doing for ourselves for energy cleansing or building our auras? Like it's January, there's the new moon in Capricorn. Are there things that we should be doing this month?
In human design, actually on the 21st, it is technically the new year. And so I love that because I think our normal new year is a little too close to the holidays, and this gives a little bit more time in there to sort of regroup. And that's coming up in a few days. I'm super excited about that one. And that is in a specific gate in the I Ching about fantasy and really being able to create something out of nothing, kind of like a seed from your imagination. And I think, gosh, that gives us a lot of freedom, a lot of hope in what we want to create for this next year.
So that's the 21st coming up in January. Interesting. Do you have any rituals of your own that help you start your day or end your day or kind of important to you?
I definitely do. I get up every single day. As I said, I train in Kundalini yoga. I have a Kundalini sadhana, like meditation practice. I use my tuning forks. I pull cards, and then I go on a big long walk every single day for at least an hour in the morning before everybody else in my house is up, just to kind of get myself in a good place. I often listen to lectures, and it just gives me study time. I'm out there moving my body and listening to things that make me happy. I do the generator thing first thing. So I've got lots of good energy to give to my family and the people that I work with after that.
Yeah, I think that's so important, right? You have to build yourself first. Any tips or advice about letting go of badness of last year, bad relationships, bad feelings, like things you want to wait, you want to leave behind?
Oh my gosh. I think a lot of it is mindset. Probably most of it. I'm a big fan of yoga nidra, guided meditation, things that really help you repattern your brain and get into like the subconscious. I actually record them, write and record them and listen to them every night as I go to bed, because that supposedly last few minutes of, between being awake and sleep is really suggestible. And so if you're like, I'm only going to put good things in every night, and I'm like, I'm living proof myself of going from a place of, anxiety, clinical depression, to not being like that at all anymore. And that's definitely been through putting that work in on a very, on a daily basis, little small steps every day.
You grew up in the ballet world and had suffered from anorexia and probably a lot of self, criticism, and must be difficult. And Jane Fonda had a quote that you put on your Instagram that I loved. She said, "It's a toxic desire to try to be perfect." And I realized later in life that the challenge is not to be perfect, it's to be whole. So I think that's such a revelation.
It really is. And as you mentioned before, with social media and things now where, we're just so focused on the external, not just our own external, but other people's, and looking outside of ourselves when really it's about us being complete from the inside out. And yes, I want a beautiful surface. I mean, who doesn't want to look at things that are beautiful? But it has to be an inside job.
There's so little emphasis on intelligence and knowledge and character and self-development these days. It's just shocking to me that we've let we ourselves have built up this culture to be like so Kardashian-like, all about wealth and flashiness and trappings and bigger and bigger and better and more and richer. And it's just not satisfying. I think everybody feels that too.
I think so, and that's why I have a big hope for the vision that I have going forward. It's like, I think a lot of people are tired of that, even if you're still participating in it. And I'm the first person to be like, I still get my Botox and have my stuff done, but I'm not only about that. And I don't think you have to choose one side or the other. I think it can be a beautiful, harmonious balance, but you can't be so far in the direction of only surface. It's like there's zero depth there. And that's a very empty life to live.
It's so true, and it's not permanent. Like understanding human existence is understanding that there's no permanence. Like beauty is transitory, and youth, it's gonna come and go.
And sometimes I think it's getting older that you get that perspective. Like, I'm about to have my birthday in March, I'll be 41. I'm like, that's a far cry from being, 16, where you think that time is never going to arrive. And then you're like, wow, for me, all the patients that I've worked with over the years, you're like, those things that they were complaining about, I'm starting to see. And I had all the tools, I did all the things to kind of prevent it. And yet it still happens regardless.
Yeah, it's the imperfections, that make us special and individual until you realize that. You really have to embrace your imperfections because there's so many people at a young age wanting to change and improve the exterior, not realizing that you can't get happy from that. You have to work on the
100%.
interior.
Yeah. And that's one of my favorite things, again, about human design is that oftentimes a lot of the things that I see in a person's chart, they are thinking maybe they had a hang up about. And you're like, guess what? We just need to reframe that. We need to flip that, look at the other side of that coin, and it's a beautiful gift you've been given. And why not lean into that? And so sometimes, like I said, where, you know, like an external flaw, and it's like, this is one that you think of more internal. And now you're like, that's a hidden jewel I need to kind of shine up and make sure I'm giving to the world.
Definitely. Well, what advice do you have for people going forward in 2022, if any? No, and going into Mercury and retrograde, we know we have to avoid the tech things. Don't go on any major trips.
Right. So if you can avoid that, yes. Gosh, I just think getting more in tune with who you really are and stop looking outside of yourself for answers, for inspiration. You yourself are a unique individual. Every single person on this planet is, and we're not meant to be exactly alike. Human design is the science of differentiation. It's like, what makes us, it's very Aquarian. It's like, what makes us special and unique and different, not for us to be homogenized and be like everybody else. You know, when you begin to learn about that and get in touch with that, you're like, oh, I'm actually super awesome. And I just need to really relax into those things that are my strengths and not worry so much about my perceived flaws or the things that I lack. Yeah, really just kind of rest in that knowledge.
That's how you get your confidence.
Yeah, it truly is.
Understanding your superpowers, your individuality. Well, this has been amazing. Where can people find you on your Instagram to learn more about what kind of aura they manifest?
My Instagram handle is my name. It's Michaela McLean. And yep, and as you mentioned, I work with Josh, Talks Josh at Talks Josh Studios.
Perfect. You guys should definitely check her out. I think it's the beginning of the year is a great time to kind of internally evaluate yourself and maybe what has the universe given you and where do you want to take what the universe has given you on your journey, right?
Absolutely, yes. Do it to the best of your ability.
Well, that's it for now, guys. I thought that would be so interesting. I'm really in love with all these ideas of trying to figure out if you're a generator, projector, reflector, manifesting generator. So much of these have truths in them, and you'll find your personality, and maybe you'll help to morph and form the human you're designed to be. Thanks so much for tuning in. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, doing amazing things with people's faces. And our website is the same, www.beautybydrk.com. That's where you can find my amazing skincare. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful and refresh those auras. Love you.